We would like to welcome our radio audience to the sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church at 333 South Chestnut Street. If you enjoy our radio ministry and would like to further the building of His kingdom, you can visit our website at www.dev.tumcseymour.org. Please join us for a night in Bethlehem, a free family Christmas event, December 14th from 4 to 6. At a night in Bethlehem, kids and their families will explore the city at the time of Jesus' birth. Through hands-on experiences, they will find out about the most important baby ever and learn that Jesus came to save us. Trinity United Methodist Church, 333 South Chestnut Street. I would also like to announce the birthdays. We have Mike Burrell, 12-2, Brian Lake on 12-7, and this week's prayer buddies, the Pfeiffer family, the Rogers family, and Sue Roy, and the Flowers and Radio sponsored by Gerald Hastings in memory of his wife, Jane. And now we will have special music, Mary Did You Know, by Cassie and Alex Willis. Precious was that. Can you imagine how Mary felt when she was told what she was told? I can't fathom that. So now we will have our scripture reading. It is from Luke 2, verses 1 through 7, the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And now we will have our sermon, Sounds of Christmas, A Mother's Lullaby, by Pastor Angel Armstrong.
Good morning. Have you ever really thought about the sounds of Christmas? Have you thought about the hustle and bustle that we see day in and day out with people shopping? Have you thought about the fact that during the first Christmas, there was a lullaby? There was Mary singing quietly to her newborn in a stable. But we felt privileged. We felt honored. We were there to spy one of the greatest gifts we can witness, a mother's lullaby. The sounds of Christmas are all around us. We hear the Christmas music when we turn on our car radio. We hear the Christmas music when we go into the department stores. And beloved, believe it or not, as much as I love the Christmas carols, did you know that actually, technically, in the church, you're not supposed to sing the Christmas carols until Christmas, and then you're supposed to sing them from Christmas to Epiphany. But I never really was very good at rules. And the beautiful Christmas carols tell us more about Christ than any other of the hymns. But even I, by Christmas time, can get a little annoyed by some of the sounds of Christmas. And then we have the commercials on television and the commercials on the radio that tell us if we don't buy this or that for our loved ones, they can't possibly have a very Merry Christmas. Bah humbug. Even if everything were stripped away from us, we could have a Merry Christmas. One of the stories that the children love to hear during Christmas is the story of the Grinch. The Grinch went down to Whoville, and he decided he was going to shut them all up. He was tired of them being so happy and so full of joy. So he went down, and he stole all the Christmas trees in Whoville. He stole all the gifts under all the trees. He even stole all of the food that they were going to eat. He said, there, now they'll be quiet and I can get some rest. But do you know what all them little Whos did? They all gathered out in the cold and in the snow, and they held hands and they sang songs of joy about Christmas. You can take away all the trees, all the tinsel, all the glitter, all the gifts, and we would still have something to be filled with joy about. And that joy would be Christ Jesus. You see, joy is not happiness. Joy is the deep, abiding knowledge that Christ will be with us no matter what happens in our life unto the end of time. The sounds of Christmas people rushing around here and there, hustling about. The deeper we get into the Christmas season, the louder these sounds become. I've heard adults already begin to explain, "It's Christmas again! I hope I can make it through the season." What a shame that we are so caught up in the hustle and bustle of Christmas that we have forgotten the deep meaning of Christmas. It has become for so many a hectic, nerve-wracking, tiring experience. So many places to go, so much to buy, so many noises that it overwhelms us all. And the real danger, beloved, is that we will forget the true meaning of Christmas, the Christ child's birth. That we will forget that we are deeply loved by God the Father. I want us in this church to focus on the sounds of Christmas throughout Advent. To focus on the songs of Christmas that can help us understand a whole lot about our lives now and the lives way back then. Let us consider two sounds. The first sound is the noisy inn. That noisy inn is symbolic of our chaotic, crazy world today and all the noises in it. It seems as if people are uncaring and indifferent. And then that second precious sound, a mother's lullaby coming from behind the inn. Now they went to the inn because they had been called to go back to their hometown for the census, a collection of taxes. This is the first year it was ever done. The Roman rule was in charge. I'm glad they don't do that anymore. I'd have to go all the way back to New York, and that would not be fun at all. I can imagine in that inn, there were people in there complaining about the Romans. You see, it was a time where the Jewish people were oppressed, and they had to pay for that oppression. They were deeply oppressed, and the Romans ruled everything around them. There was a time when all there was love and peace, and now there was chaos. And then a knock came upon the door, and there stood the couple out before them, the woman ready to give birth at any time. Do you think that a single person there realized how close she was to delivering? Did anyone in that busy inn even think about giving up their room for this woman about to give birth? No. But God did provide. The heart of the innkeeper was touched, and he provided a stable, and that was enough for God. Did Mary complain about her accommodations? Did she complain about the noise and the stench in that stable? No. No. She was just so grateful to be used by God, so grateful to know beyond a shadow of a doubt that God still loved the world, that God was in her midst. And then she gave birth, and she sang a precious lullaby to her firstborn son. God help us, each and every one of us. It is easy to get to the place where it feels like there is no love at all. But what Christmas tries to teach us is that behind all of the noise and chaos, behind the noisy inns, behind the cash registers ringing, there is a lullaby. There are people who truly care. There are people who love. Someone did open their heart and give Mary a place to stay. And today, we are still called to take care of the poor and the needy. And I thank God, I look all around me, and food is being served to the needy. There are clothing being provided, tents and sleeping bags. Do some of them take advantage? Yes, they do. But that's not on us, beloved. We are called to take care of the poor, the widows, and the orphans. And we do so with pure and true intent. If some of them take advantage of the system, they have to answer to their Lord for it. We are called to have open hearts, to make room in our heart once again for the coming of the Christ child, to look to the east, to make room in our heart for the day that Christ will come through the clouds, come to save us from ourselves. There is still love here, beloved. There is still a God here, and we must look for the love that is still here. There was a little boy going with his grandmother shopping. It was crazy. He got separated from her. He had a balloon in one hand, and when he realized that Mama wasn't around, he let go of the balloon, and he began crying. He was missing his Nana, and his balloon had gone up, and Nana caught him and lifted him up. He was still crying. And then the clerk realized there was his balloon up toward the ceiling. So she called for the janitor to bring a ladder and come and get the balloon for the little boy. The janitor said, "What are you, crazy lady? It is chaotic and busy up there. I don't have time to go up there and get a balloon." She talked him into it. He came up there with the ladder. In the middle of all the noise of the season, things got silent. He crawled upon that ladder. People got quiet. He got a hold of that little balloon, and he came down and he gave it to the boy, whose face shone like a beautiful sunrise when the balloon was given back to him. And for just a moment, a hush fell over the entire department store. For someone had cared enough to give that little boy back his joy. Beloved, we have that someone who cares enough to give us back our joy. His name is Christ Jesus. The sounds remind us that there is joy in this world. There were a lot of people in that inn, and I'm sure that the laughter and the talk was so loud that they couldn't hear one another. I'm also sure there were a lot of unhappy people, and they had a lot to be unhappy about. They were an oppressed people. They couldn't fight back easily. They were unhappy because they had suffered much. And the true source of unhappiness among the Jewish people at that time is they didn't believe the word of God. They did not believe that the Messiah would come to us. You see, they were waiting for a great and mighty warrior, a king of royalty. They did not expect an innocent, vulnerable little baby to be born. But God sent that babe so that he could grow up just like each and every one of us did. So he could skin his knees, so he could be teased by all of his mates, so that he could experience all the pain, all the sorrow, all the sadness that we experience, and be able to comfort us now from his place in the right hand of his Father in heaven. We are indeed loved. You see, they had not yet found the inner peace, but Mary had. Mary had. Mary was filled with joy. Now, her life wasn't easy, beloved. She was teased. Her family was shunned. Her beloved Joseph was shunned. Her life was not at all easy. But she knew that God would do what he said he would do. and that she gave birth to the Christ child, she knew that life as she knew it was about to change. This Christmas, what I hope is that it will remind us that Christ is still Lord and Master of us all. We have not been left alone. We have not been forgotten. God is still working out His purposes in each and every one of our lives, no matter what is happening. He is still working in our lives. We can trust Him always to do that. There was a little boy sleeping peacefully in a shopping mall. How do you sleep in a shopping mall? It's way too noisy. But he slept peacefully knowing that his mama was going to take care of him, that all of his needs would be met. Beloved, let me propose to each and every one of you that we have the same faith and trust as a sleeping child, because our Father in heaven will meet every need we have, and sometimes some of our wants as well. There was a gentleman. He had been married to his beloved high school sweetheart. They had waited till later in life to have a child, and she was killed. That night, he went to bed, and his little boy crawled up next to him and said, "Daddy, Daddy, can I sleep with you?" And he said, "Sure." In the middle of the night, the child woke up in terror, and he said, "Daddy, Daddy, I can't see anything. Daddy, tell me you're looking at me, because if you are looking at me, I can sleep. I will be safe." The father said, "Son, I am looking right at you. You are safe." And the boy fell back to sleep. The man could not sleep, and he got up and he went to the window and he looked out. He said, "Father, Father, tell me you are looking at me. Tell me that your face is looking upon me. For if your face is looking upon me, I could raise this child by myself. I can get through the grief of losing my wife. I can trust you if I know that your face is looking upon me." And all of a sudden, peace washed over him from head to toe. I know you all have experienced that at some point in your life, where you've been praying and peace washes over you. He knew that was the Blessed Father's answer. "I am looking at you. I am looking at you. My face is turned towards you." The Father's face is turned towards each and every one of us, and that can be trusted. Christmas is the affirmation that God's face is always turned towards us, and that is enough. There can be peace in our lives. Here it comes. Christmas with all its sounds and all its noises. What I hope for each and every one of you this Christmas is that you will try to hear in all the noise the sounds of God speaking to you. Maybe you'll hear it in a Christmas carol. Maybe you'll hear it through the beloved words of a friend. Maybe you'll even hear it in a mother's lullaby. The voice of God telling you that love is real, that love is here, that love and joy are possible, that peace can be a reality. The truth is that God has been trying to speak to us over and over and over again. Christmas is one loud word of God, hoping that we will finally hear Him if we have never heard Him before. That God is real, that God does care about us. If we will open our hearts to Him, we're going to have opportunity twice today. During our song of response, we can come to the altar. We can kneel and open our hearts for the Lord above. Or during communion, although we will be coming up one by one, taking communion by intention, you are always free to kneel at our altar. For this a child was born to save a world so cold and hollow. Come to heal us of all our sorrow. A Savior King who had no home. Is there room in your heart for God to write his story? It may set you apart, but when you make room in your heart, when you trade your dreams for his glory, he changes your life.
Family hiding from the storm found no place at the keeper's door. It was for this a child was born to save a world so cold and hollow. A sleeping town they did not know that lying in a manger low. A Savior King who had no home has come to heal our sorrows. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write his story? Counting sheep at night. Do not fear the glory light. You are precious in his sight. God has come to raise the lowly. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart for God to write his story? You can come as you are, but it may set you apart. When you make room in your heart and trade your dreams for his glory. Every wrong will be made right. The road is straight, the burden's light. For in his hands he holds tomorrow. Is there room in your heart? Is there room in your heart? Is there room?